Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Woo. Hurry up, get that welcome mat out. There it is. Got to have the welcome mat for everyone before they climb into the Auto World shop. Hey, good to have you along. Welcome, everyone. I'm Mark Evans. We just put the welcome mat out. I do welcome all of you. Thank you for joining me here every week in the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. I am. We now do have an Auto World mat that we put down. Why not? We got to have our feet clean, folks, before we climb into the shop here. So the Greasy Garage Studio. Good to have you along again. I'm Mark Evans. You are listening to Auto World for the next 3 hours of your life. And if you do not have, thank you, by the way, for tuning in on your local radio stations. And again, turning up those speakers so you can hear me and we'll make sure that you can hear us. So if you ever have any comments or questions about that, don't be bashful. Always email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Okay. That's the best way to get a hold of me at all times. But first here today, we're going to be doing a lot of goodies for the next 3 hours. That radio station you're listening to us on right now, if they only take Auto World for the first hour or the second hour and you'd like to get all the way to the third hour, just call them, email them, let them know that you'd like to, you know, have Auto World on another hour, because we're going to be going under the hood, of course, here on the third hour. In fact, let's just start backwards and give you a little tease and taste of what is happening for Auto World today. Please hand me the hubcap, Eddie, the engine emailer. He's in the house. He takes care of your emails. Thanks for the hubcap, Eddie. Sitting to the left of me right over there. Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate it. The hubcap is where we put the menu. The menu, I guess you could say, we have a Auto World, it's kind of like a restaurant, but it's all, it's Auto World, it's automotive. So the third hour coming up, every hour we have trivia, automotive trivia, that is. And in fact, right now, I'll just give you one right now. Why not? Which state was first to acquire automobile license plates? Which state was first to acquire automobile license plates? You know those plates that are on the front or the back of your car? Yeah, the ones that the officers, you know, they like to pull you over and ask you why your left blinker's not blinking. Uh-huh, they need to know that number. That's your ID. I guess you could call it that's the DNA of your car going down the highway. The real DNA of your car is the VIN number, but when you finally set aside, go put that automobile or truck, whatever you might be driving on, the even including your motorcycle in the warm weather, you need a license plate. So which state was the first to acquire automobile license plates? New York. That's right. New York started requiring automobile license plates on April 25th, 1901. That's a couple of days back, isn't it? Boy, have they gone up in price. Now, I do not know the price of what a plate cost back in 1901, but I do know that where I'm sitting in Boise, Idaho, live, I welcome you in. I do know that one of my automobiles was like $75 now for the year. So let's compare license plate prices. How do you compare? You know the price of mine. Now, I'd like to know the price of what you've been paying. You folks there in Atlanta, Georgia, hello. How about everybody in California? Oh, yeah, let's go to the East Coast and say hi to everybody there in Andover, Massachusetts. Good to have you all along. And that number to get a hold of us to let me know what the price of your license plate is right now, what you paid last time you paid. That phone number since 1992 is 855-660-4261. And, of course, again, email autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Now, third hour. Oh, yeah, we do trivia, of course, all 3 hours. But third hour, 864 million equals the sixth generation small block V8 coming your way. Stay tuned for that. And the third hour also, a remote control rental car. What? That's right, remote control rental cars. That's coming the third hour now. A little bit of a, let's see what's happening on the second hour. Well, the second hour, first and foremost, right off the bat, The Rumor Mill here at Auto World is back. The Rumor Mill is back. Stay tuned for that. And, oh, by the way, there's a state out there. Some of you are listening in that state right now. I understand you just don't want them. You don't want them. So stay tuned for that on the second hour. I have for you, too, on the second hour coming your way, 40 years, 30 million vehicles of what they've sold in the last 40 years. What's next for them? We're going to find out. Now, coming into the first hour right here as you are with me, thank you, put your driving gloves on. Make sure you have some safety glasses on, please. You never know when I might pull the grinder out. Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about fault codes today on Auto World. Those numbers, those special little PO numbers you have for a fault code. Yeah, what are they costing today? But first, we're going to go into and compare a car. Compare a car is one of the segments that we do on Auto World. Been doing that for years. Haven't had a chance to get that up and going. And we are now again doing it. Yes, let's applaud it. Compare a car. We're going to compare a car. Same brand, same model. Gas versus EV, electric. We're going to compare it. Got some stats for you, so stay tuned for that. Also, talk about electric, Hertz. Have you ever rented a car from Hertz? Rent a car? You have? Okay, good. At any time now. Don't be bashful. At any time, just raise your arm. Wave your hand at me. I can see it. Yeah, there it is. I see it waving. Thank you. Hertz Rent a Car electrifies. We're going to find out why. Do they want to do that? But most of all, first and foremost, we've got the email bag here to the left. Thank you, Eddie. The engine emailer takes care of the emails in the email bag. We did get everybody taken care of here this last week by, like I promised, I believe it was Wednesday, right, Eddie? Yeah, Wednesday we got everybody taken care of. And I do. I ask you folks to send me your emails concerning your Auto World, okay? Your Auto World, your car, your truck, your motorcycle, your snowmobile, your rototiller, your leaf blower. It does not matter if it's electric or gas or diesel or even a propane burning type of Auto World that you live in. I want to hear from you through email. Questions like, it's missing. The engine light's on. I've got a rattle. I've got a smell. I've got a clunk, 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 clunk. Anything like that. You hear something odd. You see something with your eyes. And of course, the first question automotive technicians get in auto repair shops, and of course the dealers, is, well, how much is that going to cost? That's usually the first question. Second question is, will you have it done today? I know all of your, I see a lot of arms up with hands a-waving. See, I was right, wasn't I? Yeah, that's right. Might not be in order, but those are the questions that you all ask. That's okay. I'm glad you're asking. Another question that comes in here to yours truly, here at the Greasy Garage Shop. Can I get a second opinion, Mark? I got prices over there. I went to that shop over there. Their name is, I'm not going to share the names with you, but we do get that. Second opinions are good. Third opinions are good. Why is it so much? Why do they want to charge me so much to do that repair? And then the second question from that division of those questions is, are they telling me the truth? Now, how do you find this has been a question for 45 plus years of my automotive experience here working on automobiles. How do you tell an honest and trustworthy mechanic? I remember back in the days that 60 Minutes, you know, that nice little TV special in 2020 that were out there. They went into shops with hidden cameras and did a lot of investigating and asking their car to get refixed. And they found out that a lot of the shops were doing, well, they weren't really, you know, they're talking out both sides of their mouth. I don't know how you really do that, but they do. They did, and I don't know if they're still doing it. It doesn't matter. I don't. So they're finding out that they're doing little tricks to get more money coming in, meaning that your car is constantly broke, and you're constantly going to be at their shop again and again and again. We're going to fix that right now for you coming here on Auto World. Little blue star. ASE certified. Look for it. You'll see it in the window with a sticker. We're going to take a little short break. When we come back, it's time to compare a car. Get a pen and paper and pencil out today here on Auto World. You're going to be doing a lot of writing. Woo! I'm Mark Evans, right here from the Auto World Plaza.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Shifter, and he stabbed her into fifth gear, and then the chromium-plated, fully illuminated, genuine accessory shift knob come right off in his hand. I says, "You want to screw that thing back on, Earl?" He's trying to thread it on there when the fire fell off of his cigar and dropped on.
Yeah, you shouldn't be smoking while you're driving. No, don't do that. Hey, good to have you back. I got to welcome Matt out, and I appreciate you climbing into the riding shotgun with me here in Auto World today. Today we're going to, right now, actually, as we are live from Boise, Idaho, in the Auto World Plaza. Thank you for being here. Compare a car. I know that, in fact, if I look out over the audience here right now, how many of you actually do and have compared a car? Maybe you compared a truck. One brand for another brand. Well, now you're starting to do a different kind of comparison, aren't you? Gas versus electric. EV. That's right. Well, today we're going to do it. Compare a car. What are they? The Hyundai Kona versus, oh yeah, stepping in the right corner, the Hyundai Kona Electric. So we've got the Hyundai Kona Gas versus the Hyundai Kona Electric. First, let's talk a little bit about, now these are the 2023 models. The 2023 Hyundai Kona Gas and the 2023 Kona Electric. Now, first and foremost, what is the gas unit? It's all gas that's burning that fuel that you know about. It's a small SUV. It has four, count them, four trim levels. Where the 2023 Hyundai Kona is an all-electric SUV that has only three trim levels. Now, first, I have zero favorites here, just so you know, but we're comparing the two is all we're doing here. Now, second, the gas model of the Kona has, it's a front-wheel drive with an option for AWD. That stands for all-wheel drive. So, of course, it's going to cost you a little more, but there's an option to buy. It comes with front-wheel drive automatically from the factory, but you have an option to say, I want all-wheel drive. Where the 2023 Hyundai Kona is only front-wheel drive, and there's no option for AWD, all-wheel drive. Okay, now let's get right down to the nuts and the bolts of the engine. Okay, the 2023 Hyundai Kona, all gas, yes, it has a 2.0-liter four-cylinder in it, MPI, multiple fuel injection, of course. The torque on that four-cylinder is 132 pound-feet of torque. 2.0 is delivering 147 horsepower in the gas model. Now let's go over and look at the 2023 Hyundai Kona, all electric. The horsepower is 201 versus the gas model at 147. 150 kWs. The torque on the electric is 291 pound-feet of torque, where the torque on the gas is 132. Wow. Almost double, or is that double? It is double. Now, let's talk about the fuel. Gas, of course, the 2023 Hyundai Kona is a gas unit. The fuel tank capacity is 13.2 gallons. Where, in fact, the electric models, the fuel is all electric. Okay, so now, what's that? Ah, yeah. Woo! There you go. See? All electric. That's perfect. Now, the city. Here's the miles in the city, the highway, and combined. For the gas unit on the 2023 Hyundai Kona, in the city with the all-wheel drive, 28 in the city, 33 on the highway. Combined is 30. Let's go over on the range on the electric. The range EPA estimate on the 2023 Hyundai Kona, the estimate range is 258 miles. And it has been figured out for your miles in the city is 134 in the city. On the highway, 106. Combination of the both. Combo is 120. Where the gas, if I, you know, sitting here. Yes, it's only 30. 120 versus 30. Now, let's get down where a lot of you, that question comes up quite a bit. Wait a minute. What's the range on that electric one? Well, let's go over to the gas side first. The 2023 Hyundai Kona. The fill-up time to put gas in the tank is a roughly 2.5 minutes. That is according to, you know, all the average time that the gas comes out of the nozzles and all the gas stations you're at. Some gas stations are fast, some are slow. Okay, now the charging time to charge this 2023 all-electric Kona model, charging time with a home charger, 9 hours, 15 minutes. That's with the home charger. And I'm going to highlight this, that with a home charger, you can also, Hyundai offers solar panels you can put on your roof that exclusively charges your car. But overall, it takes 9 hours, 15 minutes. But with a level 300 kWs, the fastest time that they can do this 2023 Hyundai Kona is 47 minutes. Okay, now let's get down to the starting price. Compare a car, this is, and this is what we're doing here on Auto World Day, comparing the gas 2023 Hyundai Kona versus the all-electric 2023 Hyundai Kona. The price on the gas starting price is $21,990. Let's go over the electric side now. Starting price is $33,550. Now, this price has, we have not figured in the government, you know, the little rebate check they're going to hand you, okay? But you're going to get a check on the electric side, no check on the gas side, which will bring the $33,500 down. Okay, Mark, what's the warranty on these? Well, good question. The warranty on the gas model is 10 years or 100,000 miles. Powertrain, that is. Now, over on the electric side of the Kona, the 2023 Hyundai Kona, is 10 years, 100,000 miles also on the battery powertrain. That is what we call comparing a car. Hyundai Kona versus Hyundai Kona. One gas, one electric. Which one will you choose? Let me know. Have you been thinking about electric? You've been thinking about getting rid of the gas, keeping the gas, driving the gas to the junkyard, having it smashed? You do own an electric car already and you're going back to gas? Why? Let me know. 855-660-4261. Email me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. I'm finding out a lot of my listeners and also yourself, yes, you, all you folks out there listening, thank you, are emailing me and letting me know, of course, off air, and please do on air, live, that you're starting to talk more about electric. That's good, because the more we talk about it, the more we learn. And these car companies are doing more of the same models. They're giving you a choice of gas or electric. Coming up later this hour, we're going to be talking about Hertz Electrifies. You're going to find out maybe why you might want to get a Hertz Gold card like I have in my wallet coming up later. Now, also, we're going to be doing going into the email bag, of course, and when we do that, that means that you, my friends, can also send me an email at any one point in time. We really don't know when your car, your truck is going to have a problem, so listen up, because we're going to the email bag next, and maybe that's the same problem you're having. We're going to get you fixed along with everyone else. Thanks for joining me right here, Coast to Coast.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Police are holding an afternoon news conference to provide an update on the California mass shooting. The update comes after a police standoff with the driver of a white cargo van, L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
We believe there is a person inside of that vehicle. We don't know their condition.
The van is similar to one identified as being driven by the suspect in a shooting that killed 10 people, injured nearly a dozen others in nearby Monterey Park last night. White House Republicans calling President Biden a serial classified document hoarder.
What's amazing about all this is it takes us to the question of why were these documents here?
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Ohio Representative Mike Turner questioned if Biden showed the documents discovered in his private Delaware residence to anyone. A really good sight this afternoon, Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin back at New York's Highmark Stadium as the Bills take on the Bengals. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Excuse me just for 1 second. I need to, we need to get that welcome mat cleaned up. There we go. Got to make sure the welcome mat is nice and clean for you folks. Good to have you along. I'm Mark Evans. It is time for the email bag right here in All the World. Eddie, the engine emailer, send it over.
Thank you.
Whew. Well, you didn't throw it this year. I mean this week. Thank you. Let's get in here and get an email. I know there's one in there. Let's go to the bottom of the bag.
Okay.
There's more than one. I just wrinkled up 3,000 of them. No, heck, it's... sorry, Eddie. He's got a new iron, so he's going to iron out all of the emails that you've sent me, folks. Email address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I like to go into the email bag every week, because, and if we can, every hour, because you're going to hear an email I'm going to read here in a minute. Looks like Mike and Lori sent me an email here. And let's see here. Well, anyway, we're going to share it with you in a little bit and where they're emailing from. Because their problem that they're emailing me about, or maybe it might be something good, bad, I don't know. I don't get to into the email bag to see what the new emails are. That's part of our agreement here. It's all new to me, so it's called Stump the Chump. We're going to get to this email real quick, right after, with Mike and Lori sharing it with us. But first, we've got one of our great charter members on the phone, which is, again, folks, 855-660-4261. With that, let's go to Sunny down in Ocala, Florida.
All right. How you doing, Mark?
Doing good. Thank you.
I have a question about electric cars as opposed to our gas, you know, ones we're used to driving, but I have. One of my cars is an 05 Pontiac Vibe. I was getting around 27 28 miles to the gallon around town. Now I'm lucky if I get it's between 22 and 24 if I'm lucky. Now I'm just wondering how that equates with an electric car with those kind of traffic conditions. Would that cut down, you know, because it's cutting down on my fuel economy with gas. I wonder how that would work with the an electric car where you put on the brake, then you have the gas or the accelerator, the brake.
Right.
Naturally, you have air conditioning or vent, at least a vent going. You have your front headlights on where they have it set up now with the government. And other things like that, playing the radio or doing whatever while you're driving. Now, I'm just wondering how that would work out, what my position of now from 27, 28 down to 22, 24 compared to electric.
Electric, yeah, and that's a good question, Sonny. Now, one thing that we have to keep in mind, too, with everyone's cars is the air pressure in the tires and also the tire tread, the style of tire you put on your car, too. So, like your Vibe, you probably, between the 27 to 28 miles to the gallon versus the 22 to 24, do you have the same tires on the Vibe?
They're relatively new tires, and I don't put all that much mileage on the car. I'm a senior citizen, but I do drive at least once a day to going somewhere, either doctor's office or something. You know, really retire,
pool.
You change occupations. You become a professional patient.
You find a new adventure every day is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I'm usually out there, yeah. But like I said, my mileage has dropped way off.
Sure.
I keep a book. Every time I fuel up, I do my gas mileage. And that's consistently down now.
Yeah. And to get that back up, now, I want to. You're thinking, let's compare the fuel economy versus your gas versus the electric. And yes, the electrics are going to stop and go, stop and go, stop and go. And the more they stop and go, well, their range will drop. So then that drops their fuel economy. Their range is fuel economy also. As we were talking, I was talking about the Konas there. Now, how do we keep them as high as we can keep them? Well, gas-wise, again, if the air filter is clean, the tires have got good tread on them, you keep the car aligned where it's going down the road, straight and not dragging. Your brakes, are they dragging? That's the same thing with electric cars, too. Now, are the brakes...
I just had my car checked. The tires rotated. They're relatively new tires. And they checked the alignment. And everything seems okay on my Vibe. It's not like I don't maintain it. The air filter's been changed. Clean. It's a fresh air filter, so on and so forth. And the mileage is the mileage, and that's all there is to it.
Right. So, as the motor gets older, too, it wears out a little bit, starts to use a little oil, nothing that you and I can see, but it's not a brand new engine, brand new compression in there. Have you put, you have, I believe, haven't you, put a bottle of the fuel injector cleaner in the fuel tank?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I just did it the other day when I filled up. I only fill up, like, once a month.
Sure. Now, what are you burning ethanol in it? Just the 85 octane or 87 octane?
It's the 87 octane.
Okay.
And now, use one particular brand if you want my convention, if you want.
Yeah, do, please.
Shell gas.
Yep, good. Well, that's what I was going to recommend, too, for you, Sonny, and all of us, a Chevron or Shell.
Using that STP, I do notice that when you touch the gas pedal, it's more, jumps a little.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
My back behind the back seat and the Vibe. And I'm all the time opening up the hatchback, pushing everything back up against the back seat.
I love it. So you're ready for a race against electric car then now. We're getting that Vibe ready to go race.
Well, anyway, the thing is, I am using STP, and now it comes in a different colored bottle. I get a black bottle, but it does still a little emblem on the label says STP.
Good. concentrated. If you can get the one that says super concentrated.
I'd have to go out and look at in the garage. I have a bottle sitting there for the next time I gas up. I don't know if it's the super concentrated.
Yeah.
A little black bottle.
Okay. Good. Yep, that's a good one. That's a good one. And that's when what I send out here to our trivia winners, too, is the super concentrated black bottle. And it has a black cap on it. But in different markets, you know, I'm out west, you're out east there on the coast. The STP might have a different, you know, style or color on their bottles.
Yeah.
But we can get that gas mileage up now. How old are your spark plugs?
They have been changed about 20,000 miles ago.
Okay. So they're brand new.
Spark plugs, yes.
Yeah. The main thing is air in the tires, spark plugs firing, air coming in is clean, coming down the throat of that bad boy, you know, that engine, Sonny, and then, of course, fuel cleaner in there because, you know, you got to have good clean, but the fuel filter, again, if you haven't replaced the fuel filter for a while, then fuel isn't getting, has it been replaced?
Yes.
Good. Good.
About a year ago.
Okay. So, and you're not driving a lot, so that's okay. Now, see, you could probably go 3 years because you're really not driving a lot of miles. But here's a little secret, too, for the gas people that have the gas engine. PCV valve. Has that been replaced?
I don't know. I don't even know where it is. I know it used to, on the older cars, it was in the valve cover.
Yes.
I've done my fair share of
cars. Let's take a look at the PCV valve.
Yeah.
You might have a clogged artery there, Sonny. Thank you. Sonny, I appreciate you calling in from Ocala, Florida. Thank you.
One other thing that I have.
Hold on, Sonny. We'll take a short break. We'll come right back. I've been driving all night, man's wet on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Shaken.
I bet you have your favorite kind of shocks, don't you? Monroe, the yellow ones. Some of them are not yellow. Some of them are black, too. But you got Gabriel Monroe's. KYB's out there. Oh, yeah. He has Fox shocks for you folks there that, like me, ride the dirt bikes and all. We're here at Auto World in the Greasy Garage studio. Let's bring Sonny back up. Sonny is listening to us. I want to do a little shout out here.
Mark.
Hi, Sonny.
I went out
Sonny,
to
you're listening
I got
to,
a bottle, and it says STP Super Concentrated High Mileage Fuel Injector Cleaner.
Perfect,
Sonny.
And it
has the black cap.
I was
mistaken. The other ones I had a red cap, but they were older bottles, I guess.
Okay, good. You have the right medicine for that Pontiac vibe. We're getting you ready to go race an electric car, Sonny. Hey, what? You're down in.
They got terrific acceleration.
Yes, they do. Well, we'll get that vibe there. You know, we'll put a hot rod camshaft in that for you. And
there was a thing on YouTube about a guy with a 3,800 horsepower gasoline engine and a Corvette, and it's basically a dragster. The supercharger and all that is blocking the windshield almost. The thing, 0 to 60 in 2 point something or other seconds.
Oh my goodness!
Powered car. So I guess we can keep up with the electrics.
Yeah. And how did the bolts and nuts hold up to that G force? You think?
I don't know. It was just a YouTube video, and he's been racing it for close to a year. I don't know. I don't know what his problems, if he had any.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The dragster, and it was on YouTube.
Okay.
I couldn't believe the horsepower he was getting out of that engine.
Out of a couple pistons, huh? Probably a
V8? Oh, I'm pretty sure it's a V8, but it's still the high revs and 3,800 horsepower. Holy Christmas.
Yeah. A lot of parts.
For space.
Yeah. A lot of parts moving in there, isn't there?
Yep.
In that block. Yeah. Yeah. We really do rely on oil, don't we?
Well, I don't want to be a hog of the airtime here, but I just wanted to let you know that I noticed a difference in that SCP.
Good.
I have the brand that you were recommending because I, like I said, ran out to the garage and got it.
Good.
I really enjoy your program, and thank you for the time on air and everything else, Mike. comments.
Absolutely.
And like that. And
no, Sonny, you're an awesome. I appreciate you sharing the airspace with us here. And you always bring up some great questions, and it makes all of us, you know, scratch our head, you know, and that's what it's all about here.
My big thing, my gas mileage dropped like 3 to 4 miles per gallon with the crazy traffic that we have here.
Yeah, you're sitting idling more.
The best part I like about it is you're going along and people are passing me like I'm standing still. They get up to the red light, I catch up to them, the light turns green, and they're still sitting there. really bugs me.
Thank
you very much for your time. Have a great day. And
thank you, Sonny.
Thanks again for your information, and I do listen to it. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Sonny. Thanks for being here for us, and have a good week. We'll see you. We'll see you not only in the next 2 hours, but next week too. And let's do a shout out. Let's do a shout out to the. There's our shout out horn to the station that Sonny's listening to us on is WOCA AM 1370, Ocala, Florida, Silvery Springs, Shores, Citrus Springs. Good to have you folks along there in Florida. And thanks, Sonny, again for coming in the Greasy Garage studio with me. You know, it's always, and that's the thing, we've just now learned because of Sonny's phone call is fuel injection, keeping the air filter clean, making sure the fuel filter has been replaced. Tires are up full of correct air pressure, good tread on the tires, and then we never did get to the PCV valve, but I'll talk a little bit about that right now. PCV, positive crankcase ventilation. See, a motor, as Sonny was just mentioning, that has a lot of horsepower, which yours has horsepower and torque, that means the crankshaft, if you're burning a gasoline engine, that is, or a diesel, it's spinning the crankshaft around, of course, moving the pistons up and down. It causes pressure in the crankcase. And then we need the positive crankcase ventilation system, which is basically a vacuum system hooked to, like Sonny said, the older cars, the PCV was just a little bitty valve plugged into the top of the valve cover. Then that hose on the other end of the valve would go into the carburetor side, carburetor or intake side on the carbureted side. But you folks that have the fuel injection, which, raise your arm and wave that hand. Most of you, 99.9% of you, do have fuel injection. You still have a PCV valve system. And if that PCV valve is plugged up, what it does is sucks the pressure, which is out of the oil pan area, which is oil fumes. Oil fumes through a little bitty 3/8 inch hose. It ends up causing a clogged artery. I'm a auto doctor, not a human doctor, but from what I understand, we end up having a heart attack as a human if we have an artery clogged up. Now, if we have a PCV valve hose clogged up from building up the oil fumes in there, the hose inside internally is smaller and smaller and smaller. It keeps building up because it keeps sucking oil fumes through there, and it reburns it upstairs on the top of the piston and sends it out the exhaust valve, out the exhaust pipe. Now, if that's plugged up, say goodbye to, at least, Sonny, 2 miles to the gallon. I've helped some people up to almost 5 miles to the gallon by cleaning the PCV valve system out. Now, some Fords, I won't mention the models, just the brands, some Fords I know that come in the shop have a plastic type of hose, not rubber. It's hard plastic, preformed from the manufacturer. And if that hose, yes, it breaks hot and cold, hot and cold. That engine gets hot, cooks the plastic. Gets cold, gets brittle, gets hot again, gets soft, gets cold, gets brittle. So what I'm saying is that right there at the PCV valve on these Fords, which aren't easy to get to on some of them, the Ford trucks. In fact, the diesels have a tube underneath the fuel injection system that I hate to get to. But we have to get to it to replace it in order for the diesel engine to also has a PCV valve to get it to run correctly. And not have a heart attack. Which means it won't start. Yes, I've had some diesels come in and gas. It will not start, Mark. Why? Because the hard plastic on the Ford is broke. It's got a little bitty crack because the engine vibrates as it's running and it moves that hard plastic hose around and you got a leak and now you got a vacuum leak and it's like you run out of battery power and can't get it started. Okay, let's get to that email. I already pulled it out of the bag because it's right in front of me. Okay. Okay, it says, hi, Mark. Thanks for being here. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome very much. So, my wife and I listen every week to you here in Sandpoint, Idaho. Woo! Let's do a shout out! Yeah! Sandpoint, so beautiful up there. Shout out to KSPT AM 1400 and FM 105.3. Ponder Ray. Oh, yeah. Priest, River, Clark Fork, and, of course, Sandpoint, Idaho. Good to have all you folks along. Says, learn something every week. Thank you. Oh, I appreciate you. Appreciate you saying that. I was wondering if you could help us with our decision on what brand of tire to buy for snow tires. I've never had snow tires on our cars, wondering if it's even worth doing. Thanks, Mark. Mike and Lori in Sandpoint, Idaho. Mike and Lori, yes, you're up north. Sandpoint, how many miles are you away from Canada? Not very far. You live right there. You're, I'm talking north. You're up there. You got snow, you got cold weather. Not necessarily do you need the snow, but folks, the cold weather. That's right, snow tires, winter tires. Let's call them snow tires because that's what they are. Mike, get them, period. They're designed to run at 45 degrees and colder, period. That rubber will not crack like peanut brittle. If you got an all-season tire, folks, 45 degrees and warmer temperatures is what the all-seasons are designed for. If you have them in the 45 degrees and colder, you're breaking the internal part of your tires up like peanut brittle. Mike and Lori, one brand. They're not a sponsor. They should be, but they're not. Michelin. Period. I know, you know Bridgestone's out there too. I tested them on an ice hockey rink in Notre Dame. Michelin got better traction and stopped me quicker. Michelin's. Mike and Lori, thanks for, it looks like the garage door is coming down. Thanks for the email. Appreciate it. Send me from Sandpoint, Idaho, listening on KSPT, AM 1400 and FM 105.3. Get some snow tires, everybody. It's that time of season. Drive safe and motor on. We'll see you on the second hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.